Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports truly meets that thing called life. We appreciate you being here every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time, and hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. If your week has been tough, we're here to make it better. If it's been awesome, we're here to keep it going. So let's continue the conversation here on Wake Up Call with the man of the hour here. You know him as our Thursday guy who comes on with us and hangs out with us. I have him. Nobody else does. I have the exclusive media lifetime rights of Papa Joe. And PJ is here with me this morning to continue the conversation in the baseball world. Last week, he brought us through the first third of the alphabetical order of baseball teams. He wanted to talk about every single one of the 30 franchises. And so in order to do that, he started alphabetically so that we can follow along. He did the first 10. Now it's time to do the next 10 as we run through Major League Baseball's offseason. And PJ gets you ready in this primer for the 2024 campaign. We'll also talk about the NFL with some franchise tags. And what are the Jaguars going to do with $29 million to spend? And if they don't do anything with Josh Allen, most of that money is going to his franchise tag, and they'll have $5 million left over. So they got to figure things out. A lot of great stuff coming up, as always, with PJ. PJ, Papa Joe, how are we?
Okay, Daniel, fine. Yeah, the Jaguars are making a little news down here. They dumped a few guys yesterday. They're going to put the franchise tag on Josh Allen, which doesn't surprise anyone. So we'll see where they go with it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of news to be had. Del Rena said, thank you for sharing the show today. You're welcome, Del Rena. Appreciate it. And Greg said, Major League Bull Durham, Field of Dreams. Funny how for the second time this week, we've talked about all of these awesome baseball movies. First with Sean Peake and just now with Ross Turetsky. And now we're into baseball. PJ, you brought us through the alphabetical order of things when it comes to these baseball teams. And as we're looking at Major League Baseball, you and I had the discussion last week, and I want to let everybody know this so we can go back to that show, and I will be rebroadcasting that segment. You can hear about the Arizona Diamondbacks moves, as well as the Atlanta Braves, Baltimore Orioles, Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, as well as the Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Guardians, Colorado Rockies, and Detroit Tigers. So here to start off the continuation of the conversation, PJ, tell us about those Houston Astros and what they have been up to this offseason.
I do have to regress here a little bit. Last week, I went through the first part of the order, as you said.
Yeah.
And I purposely didn't say the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't do anything. They didn't sack one. They're not hustling. They're not doing nothing. So I don't know what's going on over there. Probably digging themselves out of a snowstorm. But we got Houston coming up. And, of course, the news over the winter was that they signed Josh Hader, the nastiest, filthiest left-handed reliever in baseball. Of course, it was the Brewers. I have no idea why he left the Brewers. I'm still pissed about that. Went to San Diego. Now he's with Houston, signed for $95 million for 5 years. So that'll take him to the end of his career. He is really filthy, Daniel. He is almost unhittable sometimes, and he's going to really weigh down that the pitching staff. And, of course, to augment that, they bring Victor Caratini over from the Brewers, 2 years, $12 million. He's also heard me say that even pitching is just as important as catching, or catching just as important as pitching. You've got to have a first-line catcher, sometimes two or three catchers to catch these guys. A lot of these guys are pretty territorial when it comes to catching. Go to Kansas City Royals next. They got a future Hall of Famer that they've signed, Bobby Witt Jr. Of course, his father was Bobby Witt, was a pitcher for many years. This kid last year signed a $290 million contract or something like that for 11 years and 30 home runs, 96 RBIs. He's going to be their franchise player until probably he retires. But along with that, they pick up Mike Wacha from the Padres, 2 years, $32 million. Frontline pitcher, got to have pitching. You know, you hear me bitch about it all the time. You got to have pitching. And Wacha can produce that for Kansas City. Outfielder Hunter Renfroe, another one of my favorite players. 2 years, $13 million player. Came from the Reds. I think before that he was with the Red Sox. But another solid baseball player. Probably use him in the outfield, you know, maybe flipping corners or something. I'm not sure he's a fast enough outfielder or center fielder, but he's a good augment to whatever they're going to do. Right-handed pitcher Seth Lugo, came from the Padres also. He was a starting pitcher, 8-8-7 with a 3.57 ERA, 240 strikeouts. Serious, serious guy. 3 years, $45 million. So Kansas City is getting real serious, along with signing their future Hall of Famer, Bobby Witt. They got some good players that they're going to use. Left-handed pitcher Will Smith came from the Rangers. They got him on a one-year, $5 million deal. I'm not sure he's going to make the team, but we'll see. Now we go to my Achilles heel, which are the Angels.
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? I mean, they lose Ohtani. They did a good job, though, in the offseason. They got left-handed pitcher Matt Moore from the Marlins. Matt Moore used to pitch for the Tampa Bay Rays. And he's another nasty left-hander. 5-1 and 2.56 ERA, 60 strikeouts. Didn't pitch the whole season. Hurt. So they got him on a one-year, $9 million deal. I think he'll move right into the starting location. Right-handed pitcher Robert Stevenson came from the Rays. 3 years, $33 million deal. He's got a 3.10 ERA, 77 strikeouts. Good pitcher to augment the. Now we got the Dodgers, and the whole show can probably be on the Dodgers. The Dodgers have really struck it rich, and I'll go through each one and comment on what I think is prevalent.
Yeah.
I don't have to say anything about Ohtani. I mean, we know what he is. We know he's a generational talent, and we know that he beat up my man Corey Seager for most valuable player last year.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a purist. I'm the purest at heart. I guess I can't get over that. But certainly, Ohtani is going to bring the show down with the Dodgers. I mean, he alone probably can get their pennant. But they signed Yamamoto, another Japanese product. This kid comes with some serious baggage. 17-6, 1.42 ERA, 176 strikeouts, 171 innings pitched, 12 years, $325 million. They got $1.1 billion in these two guys. And what happened yesterday or the day before? Yamamoto got bombed. He gave up 5 hits and 6 runs, a couple of home runs. So he better get in a swing here. He came from the Nippon Professional Baseball, whatever the hell that is. Right-handed pitcher Tyler Glasnow came from the Rays. This is a steal here. Even though at 5 years, $135 million, 10-7, 3.53 ERA, 162 strikeouts. Excellent pitcher. He's been on the injured reserve a couple of times. He's kind of iffy, but I'm sure they're going to keep him, and I'm sure they're going to use him. That's a pretty good starting lineup right there. You put Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw, who again is hurt,
yeah,
and probably won't start the season. He'll be on IR again.
Yeah.
Yet still, I don't understand it. You know that Clayton, you had a good year. Call it quits, Budden. Just go off into the sunset. You're wasting a lot of money. This Yamamoto looks like he's got some good stuff. I mean, he didn't look too good the other day. Outfielder Jason Heyward, he stays with the Dodgers on a one-year deal. I'm not sure he's going to make the team. I probably think he is. He's got 15 homers, 40 RBIs. He was a super player with the Cubs and with Atlanta. He's in the twilight of his career, but on a one-year deal, I think probably if he makes the team. And outfielder Teo Hernandez came from the Mariners. Now, this guy put some serious pop in the ball right here. 287 average, 26 homers, 93 RBIs, can really, really play baseball. The Dodgers are really accumulating some talent. But damn, Dan, they're spending a lot of money. I mean, geez, these guys, I'm talking about, these guys are not cheap. You know, Hernandez is probably going to, he's got a 1 year, $23 million deal. They may keep him for 1 year and they probably won't sign him next year. They won't have any money left. Let's add a pitcher, James Paxton, 7.5 ERA, the 4.50, 101 strikeouts, a 1 year deal for $11 million, came from the Red Sox. I like Paxton. He's a nasty lefty. He can get some timely outs. He'll be a spot starter, probably maybe a long reliever. Good addition. Another good addition. Then we got Ryan Brazier from the Dodgers, who's going to stay with them. A 2 year, $13 million deal. He was 3-0, 3.02 ERA, 56 strikeouts. Didn't pitch a lot last year, but it looks like they're going to use him this year. Another pitcher. Left-handed pitcher, Matt Gage, 5 appearances, 2.75 ERA, 8 strikeouts, didn't pitch a lot last year because he was hurt. Previous team was the Yankees. It was a trade, so I look for him to step in. And we got a position player, Noah Miller, from the Twins, Manuel Margot trade. He had 223, 8 home runs, 60 RBIs. Looks like they're going to platoon him in the infield and see what he can do. Then he's got utility infielder Kiki Hernandez, 1 year, $4 million deal. Don't know if he's going to make the team. I think he probably will. Get 237, 11 home runs, 61 RBIs. At best, he'll be a spot starter, a spot player. He's just going to have to produce when he's playing. And that's the Dodgers right there. I mean, folks, that is a serious, serious acquisitions there. I mean, if the rest of the league wants to lay down and say, Dodgers, take it all, they could. But, and I'm waiting for Walker Buehler to come back from his injuries last year. And, of course, Kershaw, you hear me fuss about him all the time. So, it is what it is. I mean, we'll just have to let it. What the boomer says, that's why they play the game. So let them play the game. Yeah. Florida, Miami, Marlins, not a lot of activity there. They did sign a really good player. His name is Tim Anderson from the Chicago White Sox. He was with Chicago for many, many, many years. Solid shortstop. He had 245, only one home run, 25 RBIs. I think he sulked a little bit last year, and he's kind of a head case. He's a good player, but he's kind of a loose cannon, too. I'm not sure what Miami's going to do with him if he starts acting up, but they got him plugged in at shortstop, so let him play. You got infielder, outfielder Nick Gordon, a trade from the Twins. Only hit 176, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. Don't know if Nick's going to make the team. This is why they do spring training. And if you look at the box scores, and I do just about every day, there's 25 players in the box scores. They're putting pinch hitters in. They're putting different guys in the outfield, different guys in the infield. Starters starts one inning, a starting pitcher starts two innings, and then you get a litany of 7 other starters on top of that. Takes them 4 hours to play a game. That's why I don't watch them too much. I just read about them. We get my Brewers next. Left-handed pitcher Wade Miley stays with him for $8.5 million. 9.94 record, 3.14 ERA, 79 strikeouts. Really tough pitcher, tough left-handed pitcher. And they're going to need it because the Brewers, frankly, got nothing. They did get Rhys Hopkins, though, from the Phillies. 245 batting average, 30 homers, 79 RBIs, 2 years, $34 million. Looks like he's going to be staying at first base, and that'll lock them up for a couple of years. He's a very good player. Teamed with, what's his name? The Philadelphia guy. Anyway, they came with their most valuable player over there for Phillies, and they made a good 1-2 combination. They picked up Gary Sanchez from the Padres, 1 year, $7 million deal. He had 217 last year with 19 homers, 46 RBIs. Brandon Woodruff, 5-1, a record 2.28 ERA, 74 strikeouts.
PJ, were you talking about Hoskins? Just not to interrupt you, were you talking about Hoskins for the Brewers coming from the Phillies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah. I just want to make that note. So go back to what you were saying.
Played with Harper, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Those guys made a good 1-2 combination.
Yeah.
We go to the Twins. They picked up right-handed pitcher Josh Stamont. Don't know much about Josh. The one-year deal, 5.40 ERA, 24 strikeouts. Don't know much about him. Don't know if he'll make the team, but at least he's got a one-year deal. They got to pay him that at least. Left-handed pitcher Stephen Oker, 64 appearances, 4.45 ERA. Don't know much about Stephen at all. Came from the Marlins. Again, it's a trade deal. Don't know if he's going to make the team or not, but this is why you have Sterling Chapman. He put all these guys through the deals. Outfielder Manuel Margot, you know he's a trade guy for Noah Miller. Get 264, 4 homers, 38 RBIs. Played for the Dodgers and the Rays. Good player. Now we got the Yankees. They picked up Marcus Stroman. He's been around for a while. Last year he started out really, really well. But he only wound up 10-9, 3.96 ERA, 119 strikeouts. Marcus is a head case sometimes. He can get really violent, and he can get real nasty, and he's a tough guy to control. And he's a good pitcher, though. But, I mean, if Boone can handle him, he'll stay in a starting lineup for pitching. So, I mean, they got it. They spent 2 years, $37 million to get him, so they got him for the Cubs. Right-hand pitcher Cody Morris, 2-1 record, 3.23 ERA. 30 inning is pitched, split time between the minors and the major leagues, Houston, the Guardians. Don't know if Cody's going to make the team or not, but the Yankees are a tough team to make. I mean, let's face it. They got a deep scouting staff, and they got a deep minority system. So now we got Juan Soto, who was their biggest signing, 275 average, 35 homers, 109 RBIs. He's the real deal with a left-handed hitter and that short right field porch right there. He's going to really languish there. But he's only got him for a year. So I think they're going to probably got to try to do something before the season started.
Yeah.
Try to tie him up. If not, it'll just be a one-year rent and they'll go somewhere else because he's going to get the money. Outfielder Alex Verdugo from the Red Sox. I used to love to watch Alex play. Played hard the whole time. A trade, you know. Get 264, 13 homers, 54 RBIs. He'll be a good spot starter in the outfielder. Can play any outfield position. Tough guy. Left-handed pitcher Caleb Ferguson. Came from the Dodgers with Matt Gage on a trade deal. 3.43 ERA, 70 strikeouts. Probably going to be a stat starter, maybe a long reliever. I don't know if he's going to be good enough to stay with the Yankees, but we'll try. Now we got the Mets. They picked up right-handed pitcher Adam Ottavino. Last year, stayed with the Mets. 1 year, $4.5 million deal. He did a decent job, 3.21 ERA, 12 saves. So he was sort of a long and short reliever. Maybe a closer every once in a while. He did a good job, and I'm sure the Mets are happy to have him back. One of my favorite players, Harrison Bader, go.
Gators.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Harrison Bader played for Cincinnati, and then he played for the Yankees for a while. For some reason, they traded him to Cincinnati. Don't know how that deal went. Don't know why the Yankees would give up Harrison Bader. He's fast. He plays center field. He's a super, super player. He didn't play most of the season, but he's a super, super player. I can't say that enough. 7 home runs, 40 RBIs. He's got a 1 year, $10.5 million deal. That'll keep him. That'll keep him in center field for a while. Right-handed pitcher Jorge Lopez, from the Orioles, 1 year, $2 million deal, 5.95 ERA, 49 strikeouts. Don't know if Jorge is going to make this rotation or not. Doesn't look too promising here. Right-hand pitcher Luis Severino. Now, he came from the Yankees. Yeah. Severino's a case. Now, Severino used to be a super pitcher with the Yankees. He was dominant in some occasions. I think he even pitched the perfect game. Or no hitter, I can't remember. But anyway, he struggled last year at the end of the year. 4-8 record, 6.65 ERA. It was awful. He was terrible. So, hey, what's he do? He goes across the river to the Mets, and they got him signed for a $13 million one-year deal. Lewis, I think probably a lot of that money's not guaranteed. I'm looking probably for Lewis to really pick it up. If he doesn't, he's going to languish on the bench. They'll use him for long relief, or they'll release him or something. But he's got to do something better than what he did last year, because he was awful.
Yeah.
Next we got the Oakland Aiders. Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Right-hand pitcher Ross Stripling. Another starter that just had a terrible year. 0-5, 5.36 ERA. Terrible. He was with the Giants. Couldn't get anyone out. They traded Joe Cox for him. I don't know why they did. I don't know if he's going to make the team, but Oakland is nothing to brag about. They'll probably lose 100 games this year. Left-handed pitcher Alex Wood came from the Giants in a one-year deal, 5-5 record, 4.33 ERA. Again, a guy that's nondescript. Don't know if he'll make the team, but Oakland's probably going to put a lot of minor players to work. Now we got the Phillies. Right-handed pitcher Aaron Nola, 7 years, $172 million deal. This guy deserves it. He was 12-8, 12-9 last year, 4.46 ERA. Doesn't sound like a lot, but he's really, really tough. Over 200 strikeouts. He's 32 starts. That's what's good about Nola. He's got a rubber arm. He can keep going. Anytime you get, look, most of the baseball guys out there know that if you can get 200 innings out of a pitcher, you're praying to heaven that you do. Because most of these guys, they'll pitch 150 innings, or they get hurt, or they don't want to pitch, or they're ineffective or whatever, you know. They just don't do it. If you can get a guy that pitches close to 200 innings, you got a real winner right there. And they got a winner with Aaron Nola. I'm glad they kept him. Second baseman Whit Merrifield comes to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, 1 year, $8 million deal. Good hitter, good player. 272 average, 11 home runs, 67 RBIs. We got one more. I think it's Pittsburgh Pirates.
Daniel. Oh no, you don't have to. You did your 10. You don't have to worry about Pittsburgh till next week. So the Philadelphia Phillies. So PJ, what he just did here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is that we are running through to help your offseason get you closer to the season, the 2024 campaign of Major League Baseball. PJ and I are going through the baseball world, and Papa Joe is giving you an analysis of the offseason moves and different things that have happened and situations for each franchise. We did the first 10 in alphabetical order last week: the Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, Baltimore Orioles, Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Cleveland Guardians, Colorado Rockies, and Detroit Tigers. On today's broadcast, you just heard PJ's analysis of the Houston Astros, Kansas City Royals, Los Angeles Angels, Los Angeles Dodgers, Miami Marlins, Milwaukee Brewers, Minnesota Twins, New York Mets, New York Yankees, and the Oakland Athletics. Next week, we'll finish up the analysis of the offseason by getting into the world of the Philadelphia Phillies, Pittsburgh Pirates, San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants, Seattle Mariners, St. Louis Cardinals, Tampa Bay Rays, Texas Rangers, Toronto Blue Jays, and the Washington Nationals. And each of these broadcasts is going to be carried on all of our channels. And I want to let you all know this. It is very easy to connect with Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and it's free. All you have to do is go to Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Podbean, Podvine, as well as podchaser.com, Spotify, TuneIn, and YouTube. All you have to do is search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, or one word, wakeupcall.dt. And when you do that, you will find these analyses of the world of Major League Baseball, which will be going up for you this week. So you can follow along. And as things happen and as things change, we'll do updates where we need to, when we might be talking about another team, but reaching back to a team that we had spoken about before, if a major move comes to fruition. For PJ, he's got a couple more notes that he would like to make in the baseball world. And so, PJ, I'll hand it back to you in our baseball analysis. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, with spring training, there's a lot of able-bodied players out there that can play the game. And some of them aren't so able-bodied for some reason. I don't know what they do during the offseason, but they must not stay in shape. Some of the free agents that have already signed for big, big money are already hurt. There are a lot of players, but I'm only going through the pitchers because that's the point I want to make. Justin Verlander, you know me, I talked about him all the time. But he's another guy. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, of course. You know, already he can't start the season because he's going on another list. He's going to be on the list again. I don't know if he can build up to anything. I mean, he's going to, his right shoulder still isn't coming around. They're paying him multi-million dollars. I don't know. I don't know. I don't look for him to be there. Lucas Giolotto, who the Red Sox got, paid him buku money. He told me last year, say it.
Yeah.
He's got a UCL trade. What he's going to need is Tommy John surgery. Let me put it that way. He's going to be out the whole year, and he hasn't even started yet. He's done. I think he's done. I'm saying he's done. Maybe they don't think he's done. Sonny Gray's another one that they paid good money for. I think it was $75 million for 3 years, something like that. He's got a strain in his shoulder, in the throwing shoulder. You know, these guys got to take care of themselves over in the off season. I don't think they do anything. This guy, Sonny Gray, is nasty. He got a right wrist problem, and I don't know if he's going to start or not. You got Kevin Gausman and Alex Manoah from the Blue Jays. Both of these guys are starters. Both of them are hurt. There's structural concerns for this guy. Are they going to do an MRI on this guy? He didn't pace live pitching. You know, it's a soap opera with these guys.
Yeah.
Manoah is dealing with soreness in his throwing shoulder. Well, Alex, take care of yourself in the offseason. That way, when you get here and you start throwing some pitches in the minor in the spring training, you'll be okay. You know, apparently that's not what these guys do. They want to sit on their money and they don't want to earn it. Well, when you're a starting pitcher in baseball, you know, if you're a good starting pitcher in baseball, you're going to earn over $25 million a year, period. Now, there's two players out there that are represented by Scott Boras. And if you're familiar with baseball, you know that he's a pain-in-the-ass agent. He gets every dime that he can get for his guys, and he just holds the clubs up. He's got two of them. One of them is Blake Snell, who's a Cy Young Award winner. He's a lefty. Daniel brought up a good point. Some of these guys are hurt already, and they're going to be talking on the phone with Blake, and all of a sudden they'll call back and say, well, do you think that's enough money now since such and such got hurt? You want this guy?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jordan Montgomery's another guy. Both of these guys are going to command huge numbers now, even more so because of the injuries. Blake Snell, I look forward. Look at Blake Snell is going to be a $200 million deal, no doubt about it. And some of the teams lined up for him are the ones that with big bucks. Not the Dodgers, certainly, they're pretty well set. But the rest of the teams that are struggling, they already got to start us out. They haven't even played a game yet. You know what I mean. That's it. You know, pitching is a violent motion. It's not natural. It's not normal. I mean, it's just not. When you learn pitching as a young kid, I know when I was doing it with my kids, just that I never used to let them throw a curveball at all until they were grown up, maybe 14, 15 years old. These kids these days, and they're 11, 10, 11, 12 years old, they want to try to throw a curveball, and it's too much pressure on your elbow and your ligaments and tendon in there. And before you know it, they're 16 years old. They got to have Tommy John surgery. And they're in high school. Now, what sense does that make? Well, it's a violent motion, and it's not normal. And people got to understand that. When you look at these guys throw in slow motion,
yeah,
you'll see the strain that they put on their arm, especially their elbow area where the ligaments and tendons are. So, you know, you throw a two-seam fastball, four-seam fastball, curveball, sliders, changeups. Your hand is moving all sorts around the ball trying to find it. One thing is constant. You got to have coming through with your arm and your elbow and everything straight to the plate. And if that ulnar agent down there by your elbow is not attached, you're not going to make the throw.
Yeah. So, I mean, they got to take care of them. Pardon me. Got to take care of themselves. Hopefully these guys get healthy, get well, and stay well. We spoke about Hoskins before, missed last season due to a torn ACL. He'll be back now, and he'll be a Brewer, not a Philly. So hopeful that everybody will get back and be okay. Shohei Ohtani hitting a home run in his debut with the Dodgers in spring training. God willing, he is on the mend, and everybody's on the mend here wherever you are playing on the fields of life. We hope that everybody watching and listening, that you heal completely and for good. And no matter what, through God, and you handle well whatever comes your way. And that prayer goes for all the players and for all of God's people in general. A question that we put up last week was, with all the moves the Los Angeles Dodgers have made, will it result in winning the 2024 World Series? The votes are in. Thank you for your voting on X. We put a bunch of stuff up on X all throughout the year. Follow me at CallDT. That's how you can follow the show. That's CallDT. And the voting went as follows. Will the Dodgers, with all the moves they made, will it result in winning the World Series this year in 2024? 46.2% of you said yes. 53.8% of you said no. Even though they've made all these moves and spent over $1 billion, you do not believe the Dodgers will win this year's World Series. So interesting there. Thank you for your voting as always. We'll be putting up polls this week and continue on. And I always appreciate you voting in those polls.